Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and our guest today is Mandara Cromwell with the Cymotherapy International out of Atlanta. Welcome, Mandara.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here today.
You know, as we normally do, we start by setting an intention. And as you mentioned, it's really about bringing an awareness of sound into the mainstream.
Yes. I think we've, those of us who are part of this sound family have all been called to help get this message out to the masses of the importance of sound and vibration, the impact that it has on our daily lives, on our physical states of being. And my wish today is that everyone who is listening, maybe they receive a little bit of information, but definitely an experience of some sort that can further this wave, give more impetus to this wave that people are beginning more and more to attune with.
You know, it's interesting. I tend to believe that within 5 years, or maybe even 3 years now, actually with the way things are going as far as the ascension curve, if people believe in that, it might even be within 2 years, that sound is going to completely change the medical field. I mean, drastically.
Oh, I definitely believe that too, David. More and more every day, we hear about something from medical science where sound is a factor. With cymotherapy, I kind of weave in and out of many segments of the population, and the medical group is one of those groups. And we have just a few years ago that UCLA, Jim Jamczewski, listened to the sound of a yeast cell. And just less than a year ago, it was announced at the University of Missouri at Columbia, there's a group of scientists that could hear as little as 10 melanoma cells.
Oh.
So this is, like, really moving fast. It's really a great time to be a part with all the technology coming out. And it's very, very exciting. And then, of course, we have all of the, in the cosmetic world, we have the radio frequency facelifts. And
tell us about the company, and then also we'll find out about yourself as well. Tell us how it came to be and the history, because I know there's an interesting path to it.
It is, and speaking about sound and medicine, it's really been going on over in Europe for a lot longer in other parts of the world than it has actually been here in the United States. And it was 7 years ago, David, that I was sitting at my desk and received a telephone call from someone who had been referred to me. And he was a massage therapist living in Florida, and he started talking to me about sound. And he asked me if I knew anything, you know, about sound, and I said, well, actually, I really love beautiful sound, that I had grown up in the Catholic Church listening to Gregorian chant. It was just my absolute favorite. And then when I went on to college, I became acquainted with more classical music and some of the Indian ragas and chant. After college, I moved on to the living in India, actually, for a while, and studied Sanskrit chant and Tibetan chant. And listening to the kirtans and the bhajans, learned about the bija mantras, etc. And so I was talking to this person about our common interests on that day. But on that day, he introduced me to someone I was not acquainted with, and that is the work of Dr. Hans Jenny. And Dr. Hans Jenny was a Swiss medical scientist, medical doctor and scientist. And he coined the term cymatics. He would perform these experiments that are reproducible today by taking a metal plate and sprinkling sand or oil or water, different mediums, and producing sound underneath the plate. By producing the sound under the plate, you could see the sound become visible. You could see the sand dance and create these incredible geometric shapes. And so he called this cymatics, cymatic experiments. It comes from the Greek word kyma or kyma, which means wave. And there was about that same time a British osteopath, Peter Guy Manners, who was working with a collaborative group of scientists and medical doctors for researching the biosignatures, the frequencies of different parts of the body. And out of respect, a tribute to Dr. Yeni, he named his technology cymatic therapy. And I was so intrigued by what this caller was telling me. He had studied for 5 years with Peter Guy Manners at his clinic in England. And he was telling me these really incredible stories, David, about people who were thrown on the medical trash heap. You know, they had exhausted other types of therapies, and they would come to him, and through sound, they would regain quality of life. People who were, you know, kind of in their last days were revived, shall we say. So I was really intrigued. While this caller was telling me this, I had this experience that I flashed forward into the future, and I saw a society where we would go into these, like, telephone booths or tanning beds, and we get tuned up. It was a totally in prevention. It was not like we were sick or, you know, people weren't walking around ill or anything like that. And so when you talk about things really moving fast, I believe I saw that premonition 7 years ago when I was on the phone with this gentleman. Anyway, to fast forward, at the end of our conversation, I was really intrigued with all this information that this gentleman had given me. And I said, you know, this has been really fascinating, but why are you calling me? And he said, I don't know. He said, all I know is that he's going to die and nobody's going to know. And somebody's got to do something. Otherwise, all of this information and all of this technology will go into the abyss. And so as I hung up the phone, I had a spiritual experience. A large angel appeared before me, and I felt a very profound tap on my spine. And so I thought, hey, that's a sign to me. My number's up. I need to do something about this. And so that was the moment that I embarked on this journey.
So did you call up Peter Guy Manners then and connect with him?
I did. Well, you know, at that time, isn't Google an amazing thing? So I found out as much information as I could on him and cymatics and Hans Jenny and, you know, cymatic experiments and sound therapy. And I did. I called him up and made arrangements to go over there. And with me, I took some friends. I'm a person that my whole business career, I've been one of those people that has big vision and can see things happening. But sometimes with people like me, we can get so far ahead that we're not so grounded. And so I wanted to make sure that I had a grounding experience as well. And so with me, I took an oncology nurse and a dentist, and a medical intuitive. And so the four of us went over, and we arrived at Peter's clinic, And one of the most amazing things that sticks with me today is the experience of his swimming pool. He had a, I say had because Peter is very much on into years and closed his clinic some years ago and passed the baton to Sinotherapy International. And the thing that was so incredible is the swimming pool that he had at the clinic. And you would get into the water. There were no chemicals or anything for, that was toxic to the skin. You felt very light and buoyant, and the water felt almost silky. But yet there was nothing there. And the frequency that was being imparted into the water on a constant and continuous basis was a frequency program that he calls Vital Life Force. And so we have that program, Vital Life Force, in the Sima 1000, which is the device.
So he had speakers going into the pool? Or was it just transmitted earlier?
Yes, it's transmitted a little bit differently. You have to be really careful mixing water with electricity. He did have a special device that got the frequencies into the water. And people would come and just have amazing experiences. I'll share briefly two experiences that happened with two of the people that I was with. The first one was the oncology nurse had a scar on her shoulder. She had had a little suspicious piece on her shoulder that needed to be removed. And so the surgeon removed that. And I don't know if you're familiar with keloiding, but it's a type of scar tissue. Scar tissue is the body's way to do its own Band-Aid. So the scar tissue gets kind of confused, and the cells get all knotted up, and they're just trying to take care of the body. And the keloiding looked like a little rope across her shoulder, about the size of your little finger. And she had asked the surgeon if something could be done to that, and he said, if your body does this process when it gets an incision like that, you need to leave it alone because it'll only get worse. Well, time went on, 5, 6, 7 years passed, and she met a new plastic surgeon that had just come out of school and knew the latest and the greatest, and he said, I can take care of that for you. Well, the prophecy of the first surgeon became a reality. The scar tissue came back even more defined as a larger rope and really red and angry, inflamed all the time. This woman was in a lot of pain. She had a hard time sleeping because any sheet or nightgown or anything that touched that was really, the nerves just really sent her reeling. So she would have to use those patches that burn victims use all the time, that little moist packet that she'd have to use it all the time. She, after 20 minutes swimming around in the water, the redness diminished from the scar, and it was not painful for 3 days. After coming out of the water. So as a nurse with an allopathic background, she was very impressed with that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was too. The other incident was another woman had been walking and pulled a calf muscle. And that was a fresh injury. And swimming around for 20 minutes, that went away and has never returned.
Wow.
So it was pretty profound. And then, of course, I would see the people coming through the clinic that just like the caller on the telephone 7 years ago had told me, people from all over the world were in his waiting room that had tried all other kinds of therapies, and here sound was having this profound regenerative effect on the physical human cells.
You know, you mentioned that there were biosignatures that he came up with. Do you have any information on how he actually found those, and how he went about putting the different frequencies together?
You know, that remains a real puzzle, David.
Yeah.
I have been in his basement where he has tons of old equipment, generation after generation after generation. So this was a long process.
Uh-huh.
That, from what I understand, started right after the Second World War. And there was, as I said, a collaborative group of people working on this, not only in Germany and in England, but also Switzerland and Russia and in those areas as well. And he had different types of instrumentation and generations of it. So they were working, you know, perfecting. I'm sure today that if we could, interest a laboratory to tweak the codes that we have, I'm sure that could be done.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that what they came up with certainly seems to work very well on a wide variety of conditions. I'll tell you just quickly about thoroughbred racehorses because racehorses.
One question before. I had heard from somebody else that he did some work on cadavers to help find the resonant frequency of different organs and different parts of the body. Have you ever heard that?
No, he never told me that he did any work on cadavers. That's a new one on me.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
Okay, cool.
So, he's a guy, he's a centurion, and he's been around a really long time. So I would imagine that he may have come across that, but from what I understand in all of his sharings with me, I've spent quite a bit of time with him, and so have people in my organization, is that it was living tissue that they were looking for to tweak. And but it is over 50 years of fine-tuning what he has. Now, I will tell you that what he did find was that it was a combination of five frequencies. So each program has a harmonic. And all of the sounds are audible. So if you think about the audible range is, between basically 20 hertz and 20,000 hertz, I believe, in the hearing range. The frequency programs of the Simo 1000 are all between 100 hertz and 10,000 hertz. So I like to use the analogy of people putting on relaxing music to relax the body when you come home from work. You're all stressed out. One thing that the medical literature does say is 90% of all conditions are stress-related. Some stress has been inflicted upon the body. And so if we can relax the body to the point where there isn't any stress, the body moves into its own healing rejuvenation process. And
so these are harmonics that would they... So they're basically in just intonation. They're actual harmonics, which are mathematical multiples. as well. So it's interesting that the tones are they're not pulsing, they're just on the, because basically what you have is a unit, a handheld unit that you hold on the area of the body that needs the help. Is that how it works?
Yes. If it's a condition that, say, is we'll say like you have an upset stomach or something like that, and you can just place it on the solar plexus. Or, we use a lot about the meridian system, the energy channels of the body. And so you could place it on the bottom of the feet or the palms of the hand, and the body will uptake the sound there. But if you had a situation, say like a frozen shoulder, then you could put the applicator on the shoulder and, reach it there. If we do have an option on the Simo 1000 to pulse the tone, and so if you wanted to have a different interval, that is a possibility. What we find mostly is that we just have it set on, and this is what Peter did in his clinic, is he just had it on the same pure output.
So we can come right back, but I've got an interesting question that could take us off into a whole other realm.
Okay.
And that is, so you've been talking mostly about physical conditions. Now, is there any research or any things that it's used for, such as emotional conditions, or is it really just focused on physical condition, or even how it might affect you, mentally or even spiritually?
Yes, good question. The Simo 1000 has over 700 different programs for different parts of the body. Of course, we address the major body systems like the endocrine system, the circulatory system, the respiratory system, etc. But we also have codes that address the emotional states. And we have had people who are suffering from depression say that, I'll just tell you my most recent story. Is that a person who had been diagnosed as a depressive disorder for several years actually came to a Simo therapy practitioner for a physical issue, but when the practitioner learned that they were also dealing with the depression, did a couple of codes for that, and 3 weeks later, the person said, "I feel so great. I feel so happy. Even if nothing else changes in my life, I want to keep doing this because I feel so happy." So that's really a great feedback. That's the most recent one, and anyway, I have heard that before. Also, we have the codes for the Bach flower remedies, the frequencies, and for the chakras, and we definitely address the emotions. There are people who have used former evolutions of the Simo 1000, as I mentioned that Peter and his group had been evolving this over the past 50 years, and so there are people who I have met that use the equivalent. The 20 years ago, that machinery. And they tell me that it's very common for people to have emotional enhancement with the sinotherapy sessions. One thing that one person had has shared, this is a practitioner in Texas, said that severe conditions she could get to go into a type of recovery or remission, but if the person had not addressed the emotional issue behind it, mm-hmm. that a couple years later she would see them back for the same condition.
Uh-huh.
So it is important, and I know, you know, we're talking about a world that some of us are very aware that emotions are directly related to what's happening in the physical body. Mm-hmm. And we have a whole world of people out there who haven't really come to that yet, and they're, you know, may take them a while to address the emotional component.
Uh-huh. So do you do treatments also?
David, I don't. As a matter of fact, that's why I have a little bit of laryngitis. I've been hopping on airplanes here and there and presenting and lecturing. And but I do not have a practice myself. I oversee all of the affairs of cymotherapy from the business standpoint.
You know, and what I wanted to ask is do a lot of people now with the unit, do they focus on the emotional issues first even now? Do you find
Some people do. It depends. The people who work with the Cymo 1000 are a wide array of people, from medical doctors and osteopaths, nurses, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, naturopaths. Actually, two-thirds of our sales go to private individuals, mm-hmm. people who just are buying it for either preventative or some person in their family is dealing with something specific that they, you know, want to have access to, sound healing, these types of frequencies. But the people who work in the more traditional allopathic type environments, they're a little slower to address the emotional issues, but they do get to them.
It's interesting because, you know, I've talked to so many people, and I'm, you know, I'm working on the virtual reality healing system now, and we finally are getting funding for that, so we can put sound and visuals inside the body. And I've talked with quite a few people now that, have the idea that instead of doing healing, it's more important to do raising consciousness, because when you do healing, there's a you set yourself up for the possibility of creating karma for yourself, because you may not know what the real underlying issue is. So you could even get rid of the cancer, but it will come back, if not in this lifetime, another lifetime, mostly because they haven't dealt with the underlying, often emotional issue behind it.
Well, and I think we have a world of people that are getting to that, especially if you look at the work of Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, uh-huh. who you know, uses the Tibetan and the crystal bowls in his practice. He, you know, is an oncologist in New York, and he sees people after they've been diagnosed with cancer. And when a person walks into his office, he invites them to, you know, choose a bowl. And he works with them with that particular sound, and that unfolds a whole emotional array of what they're working on. And I think that's why his practice sees so many people who are in remission for years and years and years and years and years. And I see that with people who are faced with life-threatening challenges, that they get to a point where they say, hey, I need to take a look at, you know, the higher states of what's going on here. And I think people naturally are led to that. I think it will happen.
Do you use intention, or do you anything with that, or I'm sure some of the people do anyway?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We say that when we're training somatherapy owners, that, you know, the first thing is for the highest and greatest good.
Uh-huh.
So intention is really important. And, you know, I think that can most profoundly be shown with Dr. Emoto's work. Yeah.
So it's not only sound, though. It's also, it uses magnetic frequencies as well, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Magnetic component is something that the manufacturing company that makes the Simul 1000 brought to the table. They have over 30 international patents on therapeutic magnets. And magnets are, you know, we're becoming more and more aware, just like sound, it's been around, magnetic therapy has been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. We have stories of people journeying in ancient times to pieces of magnetite, large boulders of magnetic rock, for healing. And so we've come, you know, to this day where we found the very most efficient way to line up the magnetic and south and north poles to affect the human body. And magnetic therapy is being used not only for you know, bone healing and depression and a wide array of things, for sleep disorders, you know, combining it with the sound, what happens is the magnetic component is kind of like a little whistle, and it calls to all the cells saying, line up, it's time for sonic nutrition, you're going to get fed now. And so all the cells line up, so it's the benefit of the magnetic field, and then the sound comes in and helps the cells to remember their perfect song. An interesting thing that Peter would talk about is he said, one day there will be a way that when we're born, they'll be able to take the imprint of the baby, the sonic imprint of the cellular state of the baby. And every 7 years, we'll go in for like a little imprint. So let's say we're, you know, 22 years old and we're involved in a car accident. We just go back to that imprint of age 21 and have all those frequencies played back into the body.
Uh-huh. So have you thought about, it sounds like there's really no assessment to the system, really. It's just, there's no diagnostic or anything. It's just a matter of what someone says they have going on. Is that the case?
Right. There is no diagnostic component. Let me just say here that the Simul 1000 is manufactured in an FDA-registered facility, and it's registered with the FDA as a Class 1 device, which means you don't have to have a prescription to own one.
Mm-hmm.
What we can say is that we relieve minor aches and pains. So, you know, if your bones heal faster and your, you know, tissue regenerates perfectly and there's no adhesions or scar tissue, and if you're not depressed anymore and all that, we don't really take credit for that.
Uh-huh.
We just say that we are happy that you're feeling great and looking good and finding a way to get a better quality of life, and but we don't heal or cure anything.
You just need $10 million to do the full FDA thing, and then you can claim all that.
But That's right. That's right. So you know, we really want to, you know, the FDA, even though we may not agree with all of its rules, we are so fortunate to live in the United States of America, and, you know, we'll work within their criteria until, you know, something comes up that those laws are changed to make it a little more easier for us to describe exactly, you know, what might be happening.
Yeah.
But we don't have a diagnostic. What we do have is people come to us and they say, you know, my doctor says I have this, this, this. And, you know, if there's, you know, we always say check with your doctor to, you know, if this is okay. And we, you know, just tell people that we have a device that helps the body to relax. They're hearing audible, relaxing tones, and they're feeling the benefit of magnetic therapy at the same time. We don't work on anyone who has an implanted device such as a pacemaker or a defibrillator, any implanted device. Even though I have heard and saw at the clinic in England pregnant women being worked on, in the United States we don't touch pregnant women either.
You know, it's interesting, back to the sonic imprint, I think that's really interesting because that's one of my main interests is, you know, I really believe that we all have a soul root frequency. It's similar to the central processor frequency that Jeffrey Thompson talks about and a lot of people in the field talk about. But I really believe that even more importantly, we do have our own harmonic structure that makes up all of our etheric bodies, all of our organs. There's a certain imprint which has underneath it God's imprint, and I keep seeing people getting closer and closer to being able to find that. Of course, some people can find it intuitively, and it's basically a full complex harmonic structure. And I think I think that's really the direction that could really, and will of the future, that will really change things dramatically when you can get back to that sonic imprint, which is, you know, basically God's template.
David, I think you are exactly right. It's very exciting, and I think what you're talking about, your virtual, you know, sound experience, I think that's maybe something that I tuned in that vision that I had of people getting into tanning beds and telephone booths in the future to, you know, re-harmonize. You know, we get stressed out. Let's just face it, we all love to live life and go out and do as much as we can. And, you know, we just get a little stressed. You know, it's stress isn't always a bad thing. You know, it can be positive stress, too.
Uh-huh.
But to, you know, step in momentarily and get a little tune-up, I think you're exactly right.
So that makes me think of, because what you have, I think, is really powerful, and there's so much research behind it, and it makes me curious about the current research you're doing, because I see that you've got a unit coming out that uses lasers and light and color to put the information into the body, and then even hydrotherapy. And what type of research? Because, you know, I guess the thing that I think of, I can't help it, of course. It's when you talk about this, I think, well, goodness, there must be certain array of frequencies that you could transmit into a person with you know, everybody's agreement that this is okay, to including God, that will automatically change a person's consciousness. You know, so we go into right where the stuck energy is in the mind or in their system over to get altogether. So it gets way more specific, or it just takes them into a higher level of frequencies that bring people into a state of divine love, or bring them into a state of pure joy. That it's very specific.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm hoping we hurry up with all this before too much more time passes, because I think that we're going to hit a critical mass. As you said, maybe it's in the next 2 years or 5 years. We don't know when, but you know, we're going to hit a critical mass where people are going to move into this state of oneness that we find through love, that we find through the heart chakra, that as above, so below. It's all going to come together. And I think, you know, from my perspective, I'm agreeing with you 100% that using sound, light, color, magnetics, all of this is bringing us together in an alignment that we can experience this. You know, I remember when I was in India and studying mantras, and the spiritual teacher that I was attending his classes said, you know, you can all do this in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But by speaking the word, it's like using a piece of machinery to do it faster.
Mm-hmm.
So that the word actually comes in, aligns up all the atoms and the molecule, kind of like the iron filings with a magnet. You know, they get all lined up. And with that structure, you can have a this line of power into creation. And I think that's exactly what we're talking about here. That's what we're lining everything up, not just, you know, the cells, the atoms, the molecules, but you're talking about consciousness.
You know, I have to tell you, I just got a download a couple of days ago where I really saw how consciousness is going to advance really dramatically in the next few years. And it was really funny because I went into this really high state, really high state, and I looked at the different things I was doing, and I thought, all of this technology that we're working on is going to be so obsolete within a very short time. And I thought, why am I even doing it? And I thought, well, it's just the thing to be doing. Because, you know, I think not only is the technology going to advance so dramatically, but also our own minds, just as you're saying, are going to get to a point where we can do way more healing on ourselves and others. Well, just on ourselves, even. So we don't even have to, nobody has to do anything as much, and that it's like all of this is going to be like obsolete really soon. But you know, what else would we do?
Well, you know, I think it's a process.
Yeah.
It's a process. It's a journey that we have all obviously signed up to take together. You know, I was looking at one of the first computers. Golly, I'm trying to think. Was that a picture back in, I don't know, before I was born, 1942 or something like that, where the computer took up this huge room that, and, you know, it was 8 feet tall and 32 feet wide and oh my gosh, it's just so huge. And then I remember getting my first computer, in the early 90s. And how big that was and how much memory that was. So just over, let's say, you know, a generation, you know, that we have computers in our homes. And now, I'm sure you've seen the commercials and walked by the Mac stores where they have the Mac Air, that this thing is only like 3/4 inch thick.
Right, right.
And it has more memory than the one back in 1942. So I think it's a process. You know, pretty soon we won't need computers to communicate. We won't need cell phones to communicate. We will have trained ourselves. We'll get back to, you know, mental telepathy.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to that level of healing that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Sounds realistic to me.
Mm-hmm. So how would the laser unit work?
Well, there's been a lot of research. You know the saying, there's nothing new, right?
Uh-huh.
We're just discovering how to bring it out again.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, there's tons of research on laser. This component is a cold laser. And so this, again, the frequency of light. And using that on, you know, muscle and tissue. They use lasers a lot in the medical world.
Uh-huh.
And then it's been brought most recently in the chiropractic world. It is one of those things that you do have to have a little guidance on how to use, but we have that. There are other components of light, LED light therapy, which we're having a component of that as well. And there's a lot of research on using that for the healing of skin and regeneration of the skin epidermal tissue, and also rejuvenation. And that brings up where we are today. If you want to take a look at the people who are called the baby boomers, these are people who were born between the years of 1946 and 1964. They are a really important segment of our population in the sense that they are really the largest group of population. They compose almost 30% of the population, 76 million of us. I'm a member of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sometimes called the sandwich generation in that, you know, a lot of us have children still at home, and then we're also taking care of our parents and grandparents. And so we have this, you know, responsibility of both ends. And most importantly, though, we are the generation that says, wait a minute, I see what traditional health care has done to my parents and grandparents, and I don't want to go there.
Uh-huh.
So the baby boomers are really looking, they're really our target market, because they're the people that will, you know, have the largest disposable income at this point, to really take a look at, hey, I don't want to age or go the way my parents and grandparents have gone, and so what else is out there?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to age. So you see, you know, all of these regeneration, rejuvenation techniques, and some of them, oh, my gosh, I can't believe, you know, people injecting toxins, neurotoxins into their body to make wrinkles go away. But, you know, I know some of my closest friends that are doing it. I go, oh, my gosh, please don't do that. But people are looking, how can they be in better health, better quality of life today? And I believe that we're meeting that need, and we just have to get the word out through sound and light and magnetics to help, you know, reinforce every atom and every cell. And through that, you know, we have also, you know, we're the generation that was around with, you know, the Beatles. We watched the Beatles go to India and study meditation and mantras and their music and that type of thing. So sound is already around us. And we're going there, and we're going to go real fast to where you and I were just talking moments ago. Whether it's 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, this is going to look very different.
Yeah. So you're based in Atlanta, and so you know, I want to mention that I know you do a conference every year, and you've got another one coming up. In the fall, do you?
Yes, every fall I a conference. I had a message, you know, one of those experiences and an altered state of consciousness where I was told that cymatics will one day be a household word and that I should put together a conference for that. For cymatics. So this will be my third year that we have cymatics, the Science of Sound and Vibrational Healing Conference in Atlanta. It's going to be September 19th through the 21st. And we'll have a special post-conference on anti-aging using specifically cymotherapy. At the cymatics conference, we really talk more about sound and vibration and furthering the public's awareness, and not so much about cymotherapy. You'll hear maybe, you know, 30 minutes or so about cymotherapy, but really the 2 days, the Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, are all about sound and vibration. This year, we're really fortunate to have Dr. Carl Merritt as one of our speakers, and Dr. Maoxing Ni, who's, I know Dr. Carl is from the Bay Area, Santa Cruz there, and Dr. Maoxing Ni is from Santa Monica. He has the Tao of Wellness and is Chinese doctor, acupuncturist to the stars there, and widely got a lot of authors. And then we also have Dr. Jean Boyu, who is really well known for his biosonics, tuning the nervous system, and then we have Dr. Robert Gilbert and Dr. David Pesek and Dr. June Whiter. I know you know her; she's in from California as well. And Elizabeth Bauer will be here. Margaret Ruby, Candace Keach, Jeff Bolk, who publishes all the cymatics books and has the rights to Dr. Yenny and his work here in the United States and Alexander Lauterwasser's group, or his book. But anyway, we have a really great conference lineup. This year, for the first year, I'm really excited about it. Just to say one more thing about it, David, is that we're offering continuing education credit for massage therapists and acupuncturists and naturopaths, et cetera. So anyway, Thank you very much for mentioning that.
And I know you also do have weekly meeting or weekly or monthly meetings there as well.
Yes, we have the International Sound Therapy Association here, and we have monthly events, and then we have quarterly concerts and a lot of things going on throughout the year. So.
And, of course, you're speaking at our conference coming up
yes.
May 2nd to the 5th. So tell us about your presentation there.
Oh, listen, David, first of all, let me just say thank you very much. I commend you. As we just said, I put on the cymatics conference, so I know very well what it takes to organize and produce a conference of quality. And you are to be commended, because it takes great effort. So thank you on behalf of those who don't even really know all that you do to put something like this together. I am doing a sound and medicine workshop, and I'm sort of the first 45 minutes of an hour and a half segment that includes Elizabeth Bauer, who's a medical researcher and RN, And in some of her research, she's used the Simo 1000, so we're really excited about that. She specifically talks about the photon and phonon. I have a more layman's approach, since I speak to a lot of public audiences that don't necessarily have a medical background. And so I show ultrasound scans and x-rays and MRIs, those types of things, to show how sound actually heals tissue. Because if you can see it, you can believe it. If you can see how it takes tissue that has been torn and like these racehorses that they're going to put down, and it regenerates that tissue to the point that you can't even tell if they ever had an injury there, that's pretty exciting. And so the implications for what it can do to human tissue is very believable.
You know, when I saw your and Elizabeth's workshop down in Los Angeles at the conference we did there, there was one thing that just was the most amazing aha that I'd had in quite a while, and that was when it was shown that a cymatic visual and then a pattern in nature that was the precise same pattern, and then over and over, like 20 cymatic pattern and then a visual of something in nature over and over. And you realize that finally that everything in nature, the message that creates every single thing in the universe, is actually a sound pattern. And that was such a major, just a major aha. Because what that means is then we have, with the sound, when we get the final code unlocked of everything, we have the tool to change anything.
That's right. That's powerful. That stems from a Taoist teaching as well. And I might add that Rudolf Steiner, Susan Hale talks about this in her book, Sacred Spaces. She talks about Rudolf Steiner said, it's the birds, it's the song of the birds that actually bring the flowers into bloom in the spring that starts that whole thing. It's the sound of the cicadas. So, in nature. Beautiful.
Great. Well, so your website is cymatherapy.com, and that's C-Y-M-A therapy.com. And so people can check that out. Do you want to give a phone number or anything if people want to contact you?
Sure. If people would like to call me, my toll-free number is 866-909-0099. That's 866-909-0099.
And, of course, our phone number is 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2-HUM, H-U-M. And we're at soundhealingcenter.com if people are still interested in, or if somebody wants to sign up for the conference, the price is still about to go up again. So they can give us a call, or they can email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And, you know, the conference is 4 days. We've got some really incredible concerts happening, and just really an amazing group of people this time that are all about raising consciousness and also some very serious medical people as well. I just know it's going to be a really high event, very similar to last year when we did it.
A real special group. I'm honored to be a part of it, David. Thanks for bringing us all together.
So in closing, you know, what I normally say, thank you for coming on. And what I often say is we can take the energy of bringing sound into the mainstream and hold that frequency into the evening, into the weekend, into the weeks ahead, even into the months and years and into lifetimes. And thank you all for listening.